A word for you from Luke chapter 11, verse 3. Give us each day our daily bread. You'll recognize this as being part of the Our Father prayer that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples. Now, he didn't just pounce upon them and teach them this prayer. Instead, it came from them. This was their earnest need. For, as it says in verse 1, when they heard Jesus praying, when he had finished, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And so in answering that prayer, their request, he showed them how to pray. They felt that need. And unless we have that need to know God, to pray like Jesus prayed, which is a fellowship with God, we will find that our prayers will be cold and dry, heartless, without any feeling. Now, when the Lord Jesus taught them to pray, and as it is now recorded in Scripture for us too, it wasn't that we have to take these words and literally pray them every time, although it can be helpful, for it reminds us the content of prayer, the focus of prayer. And if it comes from the heart, the Lord will hear even the prayer, Our Father. But the content of it, as we looked at last time, is firstly focused on who God is and our earnest desire to see His kingdom come, His will to be done on earth as it is done in heaven, and that His name would be hallowed, sanctified in the eyes of men. And then it comes to our need, give us each day our daily bread. You might wonder, do we have to beg God? Isn't he going to provide bread anyway? Well, he is known as our Heavenly Father. That's why it starts with our Father who art in heaven. And a father loves to hear the communication of his children, loves to hear of the needs of his children. And one of the basic needs is our daily bread. Of course, it's not referring to a loaf of bread every day. It means our daily sustenance, what we need in life. And this has to do, of course, with food. In another place where Jesus taught his disciples on the mount, he said, "Your Father knows you have need of these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." But still, we pray, Father, please supply our needs, and he hears such a prayer.